Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you check it out when you get a chance. And use all the resources that are there. We update it every day just for you. New stuff there, but a lot of stuff that's been there a while that's still evergreen, that's still valuable. A lot of fundamentals there that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Marie Dubuque is a new member of our Brain Trust. She's on our website now. You can check her out too. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get a chance, if you haven't already. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Marie Dubuque is with us. She is a certified life coach and etiquette and social interaction expert. And she's here to talk to us about, we've been talking about this etiquette thing. Marie, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell the audience how we can find you online. I know you guys own a city in Iowa, is that right?
My last name's Dubuque. No, I'm not in Iowa. I'm in St. Louis.
I know, but... I'm work with me, Marie. I was trying to make a joke there.
I'm sorry, because everybody gets my name wrong. You're the only one that got it right. So I think.
Well, with a name like Blasingame, I try to get everyone's name right. So go.
It's youtube.com/mannersbymarie, and I answer all kinds of questions.
Manners by Marie. Manners by Marie. So that's where you hang out, is on YouTube.
Right. I love it. I love it because, you know, I also have a blog, but I like YouTube better because I'm able to really communicate with people.
People like videos. Do
I love it. And you're better at talking, too, probably, too, because you love to talk and you're great at it. So.
Let me ask you, we're talking about etiquette, folks, and do you think that, the world needs, the country at least, needs to have a healthy conversation about etiquette? About the concept of etiquette, doesn't it? I mean, with all the new stuff that we have, that we have to deal with, all the technology, all the interferences, all the things that drop into our lives. We have texts, we have email, we have buzzers and vibrators and rings and all the other things. Oh, don't forget Facebook and Twitter, right? Don't forget those little things that pop up every time. We have all these interruptions. Isn't the best thing to talk about, Marie, is about being able, figuring out a way to be in the moment?
Yes, that's exactly it. Instead of trying to be, like you said, on social networking, checking your email, checking your phone.
It'll wait.
Just be with the person you're with. And
it'll wait. Check it. If you need to check it to make sure it's not an emergency. You have a teenage driver, Marie, so I can understand that. I have an elderly mother. I have grandsons. So check. If it's not an emergency, it'll wait. Be with me. If you're going to be with me, be with me. What do you think?
Exactly. And we did live without cell phones. You and I, we lived without cell phones. And we still handled emergencies. We still handled customers. You can do it. And the thing is, you're going to lose the relationships that matter the most because you're trying too hard to connect with too many people all at once. What I'm saying is you can connect with people just one at a time, not all at the same time. And we don't need the instant gratification. That's the thing that gets me the most.
I'm gonna propose something to some people. I'm gonna propose something, and some people will actually say it, they might get the shakes to think about doing it, or they might say that's just crazy talk. And here's my suggestion, folks. If you're going into an important meeting with a customer, if you're going somewhere where it really matters, someone whose feelings you wouldn't hurt for anything, leave your phone in the car. Leave your phone somewhere.
Not a temptation.
Turn it the heck off.
Yeah, I know. We're all tempted. We think, oh well, that could be this big call, but
I've done that.
Is it worth it?
I've done that, Marie. I keep my phone in my pocket. And I never go anywhere without my phone, but sometimes if it's that important, if it's that big a deal, I actually don't take it with me. I leave it or I turn it off.
Right. And how many times have you been in some place where you accidentally left your phone on, and it was something important?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So what other advice do you have for us? I mean, is this just, you know, this is not just a generational thing.
No, it's everyone. And you're right. And I love your idea, Jim, about planning ahead. And say your mother's ill. I have an 87-year-old father, too, so I know what you're talking about. And if you're expecting a call and you're going into an important meeting or lunch with a friend, say, look, I might have to take a call. It'll just be a moment. It has to do with my family. And they'll understand. But if not, leave the phone, turn it off, leave it in another room, because otherwise we're tempted to grab that phone and interrupt what we're doing right now. You have to live in the moment with the person who's right there with you. And even plan ahead, like with if you're going to maybe a networking event that you don't really want to stay at for very long, but you could say, look, I can only be here for an hour because I have other plans that are really, really important, but I'd like to stay for an hour, and then you can get out. So it's not just, it's for your own benefit, too.
Well,
plan ahead.
this is something that we don't need to lose. I'm afraid we're at a tipping point, Marie, of social interaction, where we're getting to the point where we're at a tipping point where we could lose some of the human connection things that we've had for millennia. What do you think?
Yes, because we're losing the close relationships. Like, okay, mm-hmm. You have 5,000 Facebook friends, but how many close friends do you have?
Right.
Maybe not many, because you've lost them all.
Narrow the circle.
You're communicating with all the Facebook friends.
Narrow the circle and make them high quality. Leave the phone in the other room. Turn it off. Hey, Marie, thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
Oh, I will. I love it. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. See you next time. Marie Dubuque, ladies and gentlemen. She's in Missouri, not Iowa. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.